Blog Talk Radio.
Sagacast, it has been live and direct from Los Angeles, California. It's been some time since we've talked. Had a little challenge getting on air tonight. Had some service issues. Not service, server. Couldn't get a connection going, but we have a connection, and here we are today. People, we need to have a conversation about some things. And one thing we got to talk about is today's students, high school graduating seniors. So I'm going to keep it pretty much straight to the point. Keep it, you know, the way I need to say it, because if you're a teacher out there listening, you might want to post this wherever you want. You can send to your students. I don't care. If you're an administrator out there who has to deal with a lot of high school students, you can listen if you want, share it if you wish. But if you're a high school student, particularly a graduating senior or soon-to-be graduating senior or junior, we need to have a conversation. Now, if you're one of those students, let's get straight to the point here. Because I'm kind of a little annoyed here, if you can't really tell, but I really am, because this is what's going on. There's some dry bones in the valley. Let's get that out the way. For those that know scripture, it talks about how there are some bones in the valleys, and the guy went down there to speak to the bones, and they moved, and they shook, and all those kind of things, but they never stood up. So he went back, told God, I went to speak to the people, but they're not moving. He said, don't prophesy to the people who aren't moving, who are moving but won't get up. Prophesy to the wind. And right now, when it comes to high school students, not the ones who are doing the work, not the ones passing the classes, not the ones taking it serious, not the ones doing all the homework, not the ones taking the AP classes, not the ones who are on the roll, not the ones who are doing college admissions, not the ones who are doing summer classes, not the ones doing SAT prep, ACT prep, ACT prep, PSAT prep, and all that other kind of type prep, working on letters of recommendations, cover letters, theses, personal statements. I'm not talking about you. I'm taking you guys, and I'm putting to the left. I'm talking about them lazy ones, you, who don't want to do no work, who think you're going to go to some Ivy League school, who thinks everybody owes you that you don't have to do anything but show up to a classroom, who somehow has in their mind they're going to get an honor roll, a scholarship at some school with their 1.9, 2.1, or 2.6 GPA average. I'm talking to that student who somehow has convinced themselves that the only thing they need to do is show up in class and they have to feel like they're at a hair salon with a teacher in the school is there to serve them. I mean, I have something to tell you. There's something else. And there's something else called reality. Because I've never seen such a bunch of laziness, slacker, backsliding, don't want to do nothing, think they're going to do something type of generation I'm seeing now. You got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got Instagram, you got all these technologies, all these tools that a lot of your parents didn't have, that I didn't have coming up. You have all these things to make your work a little easier. You have all these access to information and portals that can get you stuff when you're doing your research on a variety of subjects. But for some reason, the only thing you're worried about is looking at that next Drake hit video or that next Lil Wayne video if he's still around or that next J-Lo video or something like that. Or you want to talk about Kim Kardashian. You want to talk about America's Got Talent. You want to watch all these reality TV shows. You want to watch these shows that are so shady and scandalous that, you know, somehow you think the world's all about being immoral and not doing anything else beyond that. I'm talking to you because you're lazy. And you can smile and you can hang with your friends who are just as lazy as you are because you're a bunch of losers. Again, I'm not talking about those students who are bringing the mission and doing the work in class. I'm talking about those students. Let me give you an example. I'm talking to one who says to a teacher, I forgot to do the homework. Why did you forget to do the homework? They just forgot to do the homework. I'm talking to that student when you ask them what the homework is, they shrug their shoulders. I'm talking to that student when you ask, hey, you know, you're feeling the class. They're like, well, you know, I don't miss turning in all my assignments. Yeah, but you know what? Your girlfriend cheating on you or your boyfriend cheating on you one time, that's all you really need to have, you know, have something go down. I'm talking to those students, and I'm talking to you if you're that student. You're sitting there, and somehow you think in your little mind, in your little pathetic little universe, that you're going to go out there and you're going to play NBA or you're going to play professional soccer and you're going to lead your country to the World Cup. I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. Maybe some fluke of nature and the stars may align, the aliens may return to Earth with the Anunnaki and grant you the power of God. But let me tell you, it's not happening. You're lazy. And because you hang around your loser, lazy friends, they can't tell you're lazy because they're lazy just like you. Now, because you know how to spell a word they can't spell, somehow you think you're Einstein and they're nothing. But let me tell you something. It's not happening. How have you convinced yourself that when you go off to college, it's the same thing? Let me tell you how those professors are. In college, they give you a syllabus. This is when things are due. Here's when your midterms are. Here's when your final is. These are when the papers are due. These are my office hours. Have a nice day. That's it. There's no after school. There's no intercession. There's no makeup classes. There's nothing. It's life and death. And there's a little thing, two little words that pop up all the time that students always fear. It's called academic probation. Now, for the uninitiated that don't know what academic probation is, academic probation is this. You get your grades, your GPA below a certain level, the school puts you on academic probation for a semester. And if you don't get that GPA back up, they put you out of school. Now, you've taken all these student loans to pay for school. Now, you're out of school. All these student loans where you got the money from, they want you to pay that money back. That's how it works. But somehow you think you're going to Berkeley, think you're going to MIT, think you're going to Caltech, think you're going to BC, think you're going to Bentley, think you're going to Harvard, think you're going to Columbia, think you're going to Yale. It ain't happening. Yes, somebody may feel sorry for you because you wrote this little personal statement that is so pathetic because your life is so pathetic because you wanted to be pathetic because you want people to feel sorry for you. But let me tell you something. It ain't going to happen. When you go off to college, yes, they want you to come to their schools. Yes, they want you to succeed. Yes, they want you to graduate. But you know what? You're one of 20,000 students. Now, unless you can articulate to anybody what makes you think you're so special more than those 20,000 students, I'm waiting. It ain't happening. Now, you need to realize you have to put in the work. You have to get down, put it down, and really start doing the work. You need to stop sitting there like a pet and wait for the teacher to always teach you. If there's a video online that the teacher's put there, and it's about, what, 5-6 minutes, you need to take your lazy behind and go watch that video. And if you have any questions, you need to take that lazy behind and go log into your email and write that professor or write the teacher or go see him on campus or her on campus and say, look, I am having a hard time with this part right here. But you know what? A lot of you guys don't. What you like to do is you like to wait till the teacher shows up, puts the video on the wall, and then you sit there with your little nose and you start taking notes. And then when this is over, you go back to your little pathetic of doing nothing, and the teacher thinks you have the information because you didn't answer questions. Then when the test comes out, out of 5 questions, you answer 1 right, and that's usually putting your name on the paper. Out of 10 questions, you answer 2 right, and that's usually putting your name on the paper along with the date. You're lazy. You may not want to hear it. Your parents may not realize it. Maybe your parents already know it, or maybe they're lazy just like you. I don't know. But let me tell you, it is disappointing to see so much available to today's students. So much available to today's students to see some of the grades that I have been seeing lately. So I don't know how you've convinced yourself that you are actually going to run this place when you can't even spell run this place. Let's take a little commercial break here, and we'll come back, talk a little more business, if that's okay with you guys. But man, I don't know what's going on. Let's ride Mos Def.
never survive this. Only one of us could ride forever, so you and I can't ride together. Can't live or can't die together, all we could do is collide together. So I skillfully apply the pressure, won't stop until I'm forever. One, a doorstep where death never comes. Spread across time till my time never done, and I'm never done. Walk tall, why ever run, when they move if I ever come. Bad man never fetch reward, tell them come. General, we ever start the march, fire fun. I against die. Flesh in my flesh, your mind on my mind. Two overcome, but war won't survive. My image is reflected in the enemy's eye, and his image is reflected in mine at the same time. I against die. Flesh in my flesh, your mind on my mind. Two overcome, but war won't survive. Survive.
Nice, smooth, I and I against I. Yeah, you know what, it's you guys that aren't doing the work, then you're going to graduate against higher education, thing called life. So, you know, look, man, it's like this. It's so simple. All you got to do is you got to sit in the class, ask some questions, ask real questions, pay attention. When the teacher's talking, you're writing. When the teacher's talking, you're writing. When the teacher's on the board, you're writing. When the teacher's not talking, you should actually be talking on yourself, or you should be talking, asking questions. But no, what happens, a lot of you guys will walk into a classroom, and you'll sit there, and you put your hand on the table, and you just sit there. Like that little, what's that, that dog that had, that was sitting in front of the MTA speaker logo and whatnot from back in the day. That Dalmatian, I think it was a Dalmatian, is sitting on his knees, sitting on his hind legs in front of a big speaker. I think it's MCA Records. That was a label or something like that, whatever. And you guys just wait there for the teacher to come teach you something. But what you don't understand is that you can't be sitting in a classroom doing nothing, even if the teacher's not there. You need to be doing something, doing your homework, going in your notes, working with each other, working on a project, or what have you. But what happens, a lot of you guys just want to sit there and say, oh, that's okay, I'm just going to sit here, and I'm waiting for the teacher to teach me something. The only thing the teacher's going to teach you is what you need to graduate and what you need to function in this world. But already you're missing the second part. You can't function in this world unless someone tells you what to do. And then what happens, somehow you feel, wait a minute, the school's not doing this, the school's not doing that. Oh, my God, what's wrong with them? They're not working with us the way they're supposed to. No, what's wrong is you. Because somehow you can't spell, you can't write, you can't type, you can barely text, and somehow you think you're going to get a four-year scholarship to Harvard. Let me tell you something. It ain't happening like that. There are thousands of students much stronger than you. There are hundreds of thousands of students much brighter than you. There are millions of students out there more hungrier than you, that will go through a civil war to go to class. But here you come to class, and you sit down, and you say, excuse me, teacher, yes, can I go to the front office and call my house because I don't feel well, I need to go home. Stop bitching. And I mean that seriously. Y'all, a lot of you students, you bitch, and you moan, and you whine, and you complain. You don't go to a job and do something like that, or you feel like you need to go home because you're sick. It was nice having you work in here. You can do that in college. You don't have to go to class. You don't have to take notes. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. And the colleges don't have to graduate you. Now, a lot of you guys are going to go to community college. That's nice. 70% of my Latino brothers and sisters are going to community college. All right? Those colleges are no longer, for the most part, 2 years, 3 or 4 years. Now, most jobs, you have to have at least a bachelor's degree just to be an internship. So you want to go to community college. And then what? I mean, you think that's any easier? Right now, when you go to community college, you're sitting in a room with adults who already have a work experience, who may already have a bachelor's degree. They're just going for some other certification, or they're working on another degree or something like that. What exactly, you who are failing, close to failing, might fail and think you are that, how exactly do you enhance that situation? I'm kind of lost here. Stop bitching, and stop whining, and stop complaining. Again, I'm not talking to those students who are doing the work, turning in their work, asking teachers questions, working with the teachers, staying after school, getting help. I'm talking to those lazy behind students, which might be you, who somehow feels that it's okay to not turn homework. But I think I know why you think that. Because when you was in middle school, you had that little thing that was called social promotion. You see, they knew you wasn't ready to go to the 8th grade. They knew you wasn't ready to go to the 7th grade. They probably realized you wasn't ready to go to the 9th grade. But they said, you know what, let's promote him anyways. And he can have little Johnny and little Martin and little Sarah and little Andrea. And they could all hang out together and fail together. So what happens, you go to high school and you realize these folks ain't trying to pass you. These folks are giving you the work. They'll help you do the work. And they're there if you succeed, but you have to do the work. Not them, you have to do the work. But wait a minute, don't forget, what is your fault in the classroom will end up being the teacher's fault by the time you get home. Because most of you people out there, you students that are failing and the dry bones out there in higher education, most of you are not even man enough or woman enough or mature enough to go home and tell your parents, it's my fault. No, it's the teacher's fault. It's the administrator's fault. It's the school's fault. It's never your fault. But yet when you get a good grade, oh, look what I did. Look what I accomplished. Look what I achieved through the week, through the month. Oh, please. This is almost pathetic, man. I can get some of my friends who are coming from other countries and have them bring their children down to a classroom, and they'll show you how it gets down. We're not talking about an average score of 1,600 or 1,550 on the SAT. We're talking about kids that get 2,000 on the SAT and still figure it's not high enough. Your competition isn't these friends you're sitting with. Your competition isn't these friends on campus. The competition is even your friend in your neighborhood. The competition is students around the world. Go pick up the LA Times. You can go to latimes.com and look at the article that talks about Chinese students studying for the SATs so they can come to the United States and get their college education. I was at a college just a couple of days ago, USC. I was just there. I didn't see a lot of black males there. I'll tell you straight up. I saw a few in the law school, which is good. But when I was walking around, I didn't see a lot, and I didn't see a lot of my Latino brothers. You go to any of these colleges, you see a lot of that. Now, when you go to these places, don't go to college because that's where your friends are. You need to go to college that's going to help you succeed. Now, when you go to these places, you don't, you know, they're not, a lot of folks ain't trying to be your friend. They're there to, you know, particularly if they come from abroad, they're there to get the work, get the grade, get the honor roll, get the high GPA, and go off to a glamorous career. What's your career? Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You're over 6'1". You're going to play basketball like my couple of my ex-students going to do. I wonder how they're doing in the NBA right now. Oh, wait a minute. They're not in the NBA. Oh, that's right. You're going to play soccer, and you're going to try out for Real Madrid, Barcelona, or Chivas. And wait a minute. You can't try out for them because you suck as a soccer player, and you suck as a basketball player. But yet, somehow, you have in your mind, you're going to go up there, and you're going to rule the world. You're going to buy Barcelona. Put down the meth pipe. Put it down. Step away from the dish. Put down the razor blade. Put down the alcohol and the cocaine. Let me explain to you how it works. Hard work and knowing where you want to go and sacrifice will get you there. The only thing you guys want to sacrifice is the $1.50 to take the bus that comes to school. But then you'll sit out there and you have your little lunch. You'll have your breakfast. You'll have your after-school snack. And then when it's time for your parents to find out why you're not doing the work, you'll say, oh, I had no access to the computers. Oh, wait, oh, there's that trustee. It's the teacher's fault again. And then the parent comes up there and talks to the teacher, and the teacher says, I'm sorry, but are you talking to me? Let me clarify the situation for you. It's your child who's not doing the work. It has nothing to do with me. It's your child's not doing the work. Why don't you ask your child why they're not doing the work? You see, because the child didn't tell them why they weren't doing the work. They say it was the teacher's fault for losing their work. The teacher didn't put in the grades. The teacher put in the wrong grades. All this kind of stuff. There may be teachers out there that do that. I don't know. I can't speak for them. All I'm saying to you is that if you really think you're going to get somewhere with that pathetic little attitude that you have, it is not going to happen. I don't know why you think it is. It is not going to happen. I'm telling you. Yo, let's go some old school here. Let's hear it about Know the Legend. A lot of you guys better know the legend because you're walking close to it, about to fall off. It's called not graduating, all right, and going to adult school. But before I forget, a lot of the adult schools in California aren't accepting charter kids because they've been hating on charter kids anyways. So what are you going to do then? Let's ride.
Sip the juice. I got enough to go around. And the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk. And then taught to hawk New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. They pony in Manhattan and never been took it. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down. Get strong on the island, recruit for lay around. Time to build my juice back up. Pop that cup, suckers get smacked up. Don't doubt the clout, you know what I'm about. My smoke is off, knocking it out. Shaking them up, waking them up. Breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. The corner's trifling, cause shorty's here. I get cocked deep, living 40s to beer. Here's a sip with a cruise, that's the seas. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody got a stuff, I just might spare one. And give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on feed, and I do work with these like Hercules. Switch the south for, switch your right jaw, cause I don't like y'all, I'm hype for nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a piece down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness, cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Pino, kill like the middle. Black Ambino, die like a hero. Living on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shell lay around on the battleground, dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot, who cares where it goes? Just keep the cap closed. No remorse when the life is lost. I paid my dues, paid the cost. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth from Mac. Even if I'm cool, it's steep for one deep. I attract attention, people like to see. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops and crazy juice, ain't control of many. Like I have told so many. Hang out with different weapons, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no war in the shop, I'm gonna draw my lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Area that's bare, but this here's the fear. Living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the ledge. Time to yawn, showers on, power's on,
just like an exercise. Check the intellect and inspect the thighs. Select the best one, pull it to the side. Keep it occupied for the rest of the ride. Freedom or reclamation, you know already cool. Just meet me at school. We can moon and groan until your mom come on. And you'll be calling me Al Dope Capone. Sweat me, you didn't wanna let me loose. Come get me, as if you wanna sip the juice. Cut the streets to wait me, so I take my gun off safety. Cause a lot of us hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics. They wet me up, in a puddle of blood. I lay close to the edge, I guess I didn't know the ledge.
Know the ledge. All right, I spent some time with the bones in the valley. You know, them students. Now, look, I'm going to tell you straight up. This will probably be on the internet forever. I'm not going to apologize for Jack. Because there are way too many teachers putting a lot of time and effort in these classrooms to get you guys to be the best that you can be, and if not more so, and to rule this world. But, you know, you don't want to like teaching. Teachers teach. Even if they're in the classroom, they're thinking lessons plan walking down the street. They're talking about their classes when they meet other teachers. They're always writing on napkins. Tissue paper, newspaper, don't make a difference. They're always trying to figure out some way to make that class brighter, to make that class stronger, and to push that class to the next level. But there's always that contingent who, for some reason, thinks they are all that. I am telling you, you're not. You're not playing sports in the NBA. You're not playing professional football. You're not playing soccer. You're not playing baseball. Not you. You have no discipline. Because it comes down to this. If you're not willing to do what you don't want to do, you'll never do what you want to do. I'm telling you, there is no shortcut. Maybe you can go out there and do some reality TV and do some sex act, and that'll make you popular or whatever, if you want that kind of fame. Maybe you can go out there and do some kind of crime that'll give you notoriety, and you can do the talk show host circuits if you want to. That's your thing. But I'm telling you, it is not going to happen, straight up. And all you're doing is you're not just disrespecting your teachers, you're not disrespecting your school, you're not disrespecting the administrators and all the people that really care for you. The main people you're disrespecting besides your selfish little behind is your family, particularly if you're an immigrant, if you're a child of immigrants or your immigrant family. Let me say it again. Especially if you're a children of immigrants or you're an immigrant yourself, you are disrespecting the family. You ain't paying for the clothes you wear. You're not paying for that iPhone you have. You're not paying for that iPad. You're not paying for those anything that you own right now for the most part. And on top of you getting a little allowance, you don't work. You don't pay mortgage. You don't pay a car note. You don't pay health insurance. You don't pay car insurance. You don't pay taxes. You do nothing. Some of you guys are working. I give it up. Some of y'all have a job. I'm not speaking to you. I'm taking you and putting you to the side because you understand the work ethic. You understand what sacrifice, and you understand what contribution to society means in terms of your hard work and that ever popular tax deduction. I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to that little lazy group that's over there that thinks they are that. And they're smiling right now, and they joke with their friends, oh, hear what this guy's talking about. He's funny. He's comical. All that kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. What was your SAT score a little while ago again? What was it, 1550? I'm sorry, did I miss something here? What's your GPA, 1.9? How many classes are you failing right now? What'd you say, 2 or 3? And you're graduating this year? There were some bones in the valley, and they shook, and they moved around, and they shaked around. They did all that kind of stuff, but they won't stand up. People, you folks who are out there who are passing, you folks out there who are doing the work, you folks out there who really want to bring the mission, ignore these little bunch of losers, because that's all they really are. I don't care if it hurts their feeling. I don't really care. They're a bunch of losers, because they want you to go down and stay down there with them. Because the minute you start doing a little bit better for yourself, you'll find out who your friends really are. I am telling you straight up, I'm telling you. You guys out there, you ladies out there who are bringing it, doing the work, asking questions, staying up to school, trying to get help, doing your extracurricular activities, working on college entrance exams, working on your thesis, personals, all these kind of things, and you help, you ask your teachers for help, you're asking your teacher, I need help with this, I need help with that. You guys, you keep doing what you're going to do because the doors will open for you. But I'm telling you, you got some people around you. You know, you used to have an A, but now you have a B. Well, if you wonder why it's so low, look at the people around you. Now, let me get back to the bones in the valley. So you guys, make up your mind what you want to do. Go ahead. You're going to graduate in a couple of months. You're thinking all that. You're going to realize you failed a class. Let me tell you what happens at college. We'll say USC, for example. you submit as a freshman your application and things like that, and they accept you as a student. Congratulations, you have been accepted to USC. USC is like a lot of other schools because they're waiting to get your fall report card, not your spring, your fall. Now, if you have some F's in ninth grade and you're showing that you finally get some A's and B's in 12th grade, they can work with that. But remind you, USC and these other schools have made you an offer to come there. We have offering you to be a student at our school. And then they get the fall transcript that has that little F on there. You get a call from USC or UCLA or these other colleges or an email. They will rescind the offer. They will take back the offer because you have a fail. If you think I'm joking, why don't you call some of these schools' admissions office and ask them? So if you're failing classes now, and this semester is over, which I think is about 4 to 5 weeks, and you haven't made the effort to pass that class, let me tell you, you are going to be in a world of trouble, and you only have yourself to blame. Again, if you want to know who to blame, get out of your chair, stop listening to me, go look in the mirror, and there's that person. You're playing around. You're a joke. Stop bitching. Stop moaning. Stop complaining and start doing some work. It's the teachers who were there before you get to school. And it's the teachers who are there after you're gone. And it's the teachers who are still up doing papers and grading assignments and making new assignments while you're in your little bed going to sleep thinking you've had a hard day. And now your parents just got home because they had a long day. And there you are in your little bed. And the next day you wake up late for class and you tell the teacher, I'm sorry, I woke up late. Why are you working up late? You haven't really done anything. What exactly do you do? So, hey, that's my little words for today. Maybe I'll pick this up part two. So I'm seeing about 400 of you guys online with me right now. And I can see, I'm sorry I didn't put the number out there. The number is actually 646-200-4444, 646-200-4444. But we're going to talk again, so I'm going to do this again. So, hey, if you guys are not sure what you want to do, you have two choices. You can do the work, go rule the world, or you cannot do the work and get ruled by the world. It's up to you. So look, people, Sayaka Kesi Dabenga, live and direct. Had to have this little personal conversation with some of these students out there who think they are that, and they're not all that because their friends are thinking that they're all that. But let me tell you, it doesn't work out like that. You better start doing some work because you're about to get played. See, you think you're playing schools. You think you're playing reality. You think you're playing life. But let me tell you, life and reality has a weird way of playing you if you don't do the work. People, saw your case live and direct. I am out of here. Let's take a one day at a time. I'm gone.
Mind full of demons, I don't wanna hear them anymore. Got me heartbroken, fine. So many babies screaming cause they singing destruction before they see a human being. So they start smoking weak, we'll never get our day until we learn to pray. Keep our families in shape cause they all broken. Why do ghetto birds die before we learn to fly? Somebody else will say I'm cooking guns, smoking weak. Can all make a change, so I'm told, but I haven't seen the change unfold. I keep hoping, please, if you prefer to breathe. Communities in need of people that believe. Keep your eyes open, I can only say I'll try until the day I die. I promise to be wise with my heart open. Greed brings only misery, a way to tragedy. So I stay sucker free, only a few chosen rise. My ghetto queen, rise, don't be afraid to try. Too many of us die for the door to open. Wise, my brothers be wise. Stay focused on the prize, though everybody dies.
We can only learn to take our anger and our hate. Control our mental state, settle down and set it straight. Maybe we can learn to take a second to pump the brakes before we set it, regret later and let it escalate. Cause by then it's just too late. There's so much we can take, and it's only so much someone can swallow or tolerate. Up to the point that it just breaks, snaps, and that's all it takes. You think that we was learning from other rappers' mistakes, but we ain't. It's plain to go against. With every artist comes an image he portrays and a picture that he paints. But in the midst of all this anger and this angst, never once did you hear me say I'm a gangster, and I ain't hear no complaints. But I know that I will always continue to grow, long as I lead and never follow no one else's shadow. There will never be another me, and that I can guarantee. That's why the fuck I remain sucker free to this day. The game will never be the same, no matter how much fame or success they attain. There will never be another me, and no matter what they do, there will never be another you. You can search what you'll never find. You can try to rewind time, but in your hearts and your minds, we will never die. We are forever alive, and we continue.
one day at a time.
Don't get caught in the publicity and caught in the hype. Rappers are regular people minus money and life, searching for fortune and fame and superstardom. All the jury, all the cause, whose crew's the hardest? Not a hip-hop police, surveillance is watching. And the kids think peace is their only option. Outlaws born filthy, guilty as charged. My memories are Gaddafi, my Machiavelli is on. You think the industry is fun, ain't no pity with guns. And when your money is up, that's when your enemies come. So if he died and came back, would he try to save rap? We needin' to change, the drama remains.
I spent my whole life, yeah, fighting myself, that I can't win, so I'm inviting some help. I take rights from the left, I'm still just like a kid looking for stripes on my belt. Yeah, that day is a fight in itself, so I just pray and hope God take a life to myself. No matter how much I try, stay alive, I'ma die, man, still standing and in love with my pride.
Uh-huh, frivolous bitch, we passed that. I try to keep some income coming in and collect on my ass cap, but rappers in the game ain't changed. And I finally realized that we not in the same game. The hating the never end, so I guess I deal with it. Them 4-5 cop killers, yes, I'm still with it. The streets is military, you gotta be a soldier. Gotta stay leery and keep your eyes on the rollers. They do what they gotta do, the shackling holders. So we gotta do what we gotta do to keep growing one way at a time. Keep the faith in your mind when we continue growing one day at a time. Damn.
Good night.